Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass Music. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we've got a slightly different theme tune, one called Bluegrass Picking, recorded back in the late 1980s, I think it was, with Paul and Colleen Trenwith and friends. And we've got a great program lined up, as I always like to think we have, and all sorts of people: Darren Beachley, Rhonda Vincent, Craig Smith, John Rushman, The Dreadful Snakes, James Alan Shelton. So some familiar names, some less familiar. Let's hear out Bluegrass Picking, and then we'll get on to Darren Beachley and the Legends of the Potomac. What'd you think of that electric bass break? That was by Daniel Beckman. It's probably one of the first electric bass breaks in bluegrass music, but you never know. Darren Beachley and the Legends of the Potomac, all based out of Washington. Darren Beachley, guitars and vocals, tenor vocal, great singer. Mike Aldridge, resophonic guitar and vocals from Seldom Seen and other bands before that. Norman Wright from the Country Gentlemen and the Bluegrass Cardinals. Mark Delaney from the Country Gentlemen. Tom Gray from the Country Gentlemen and from Seldom Seen. Wonderful lineup. And they've got together, they live there locally, make a great band sound. A couple of songs, How Could I Love Her So Much, and then one called Tall Weeds and Rust, which was written by Tom Hall, and they've got him doing a guest vocal there. So let's listen to Darren Beachley and his friends.
As I walk through the door, I saw him alone at the bar. I went over to him, said, "You may not know me, but I sure do know who you are. But don't worry, my anger was spent long ago, and only the memories remain. Still, Lord, how I suffered, sometimes I still wonder. Maybe now you can explain. Tell me, how could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly to someone like you? How did you know how to hold her and please her? How did you know what to do? After all of this time I spent learning to love her, be what she needed me to. How could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly to someone like you? Sad, but it's true. How I loved her and held her till some drifter stole her from me, like I stole her from you. I guess no one can own her, a heart like a soldier, a fortune and love like the wind. Still, all I can think of is finding her new love and asking this question of him. Tell me, how could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly to someone like you? How did you know how to hold her and please her? How did you know what to do? After all of this time I spent learning to love her, be what she needed me to. How could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly to someone like you? you know how to hold her and please her? How did you know what to do? After all of this time, I spent learning to love her and be what she needed me to. How could I love her so much and then lose her so quickly to someone like you?
And rushed with a nice hearing the voice of Tom T. Hall just added in there. Great songs. I love songs that are really about something. We're going to listen to Rhonda Vincent now from her 2008 CD Good Thing Going. A couple of songs I really enjoy her doing. One in particular, the first one is I Will See You Again. Lovely sentiments in the song. And then a Dottie Rambo song, Just One of a Kind, which has sort of been part of country music and bluegrass music for a long time. Great song. I love this version of it. There's some in the liner notes of the album. Rhonda talks about working with her producer and the fact that her producer played the pizza box. A cardboard carton is often just the right sound for a set of brushes to add to the offbeat sound. brushes on the cardboard carton is good, and it's great that they do it there too. Pizza Box may become the standard arsenal of a bluegrass band for the rhythm section. You never know. Have a listen for it when we do Just One of a Kind. Anyway, here's I Will See You Again, Just One of a Kind, Rhonda Vincent.
It was a gathering of some 300 people. In the little church, the crowd began to swell. Quite a send-off for a simple country farmer. For many loved and knew the old man well. And as his bride of 60 years came forward, she bravely walked to where his body lay. A hush fell over all that stood around her. She smiled through tears as she began to say, since he died and rose again on Easter, death doesn't have the same old victory. Tonight I'll lay my head upon his pillow and cry until the breaking of the day. But plain old-fashioned boy, the kind of girl don't have. starts to settle down. He's proud to let her wear his name. Within my hand I hold the key. Do I dare to set him free? Got a feeling in my mind that he's just one of a kind.
That's a great song. Rhonda Vincent sing the Dottie Rambo song, Just One of a Kind. There's a banjo player called Craig Smith I first heard of when he was working with Laurie Lewis, playing wonderful sounds on his banjo. Very great fluency. And I got an album of his. He's got some wonderful tracks on that featuring his banjo playing and his guitar playing, and this is a real old Civil War tune, at least, called The Girl I Left Behind Me. But the way he plays it, it's just magic. If there's a tune that you're wanting to learn on your instrument, play Girl I Left Behind Me. It's wonderful. Let's hear from Craig Smith.
Thank you.
some great banjo playing by Craig Smith there, The Girl I Left Behind Me. Just wonderful flow of notes, and he just really nails the tone and the precision, the whole bit, eh? Back in the mid-1970s, there was a fine bluegrass band in the south of New Zealand called the Bluegrass Expedition, and they got to play some music for TV New Zealand series Young Country. Reed Hudson was playing dobro and doing vocals. George Bailey was playing banjo, vocals. Bruce Fergus, bass and vocals. Barry Patterson was guitar and vocals. And Mike Pelvin was playing mandolin, vocals. Whole bunch of singers in the band. And mostly sort of folky sounding stuff that to go with this settling and talking about, you know, populating New Zealand, really. And I've selected a song from them. It's the one called Settling In. And this is some of the bluegrass that was being played in New Zealand in the 1970s from the Bluegrass Expedition.
Summer's come to dig for gum or search the land for gold. I'll work the hills and the timber mills or dig the mines for coal. This roving life is not to be. I've come to settle down to find a home and plant my roots in this New Zealand ground. Well, it's high ho, I sail away, lift my dear old England. Here I stand in this great land, a homestead in New Zealand. Out the mountains high, explore the rugged land, from the snowy hills to the rocky rills to the golden ocean sand. We'll break the ground and build the towns and build the railways too, to the central plains and back again, there's settling in to do. Well, it's high-ho, I sail away, live by dear old England, here I stand in this great land, a homestead in New Zealand. Let's hi-ho, let's sail away, live my dear old England. Here I stand in this great land, a homestead in New Zealand. Well, let's hi-ho, let's sail away, live my dear old England. Here I stand in this great land, a homestead in New Zealand.
Well, that was the Bluegrass Expedition, Settling In, and great to hear about the settling of New Zealand by white people. Of course, they came in and enjoyed the tangata whenua who were already here. Let's not get into that. Oh, I'll tell you about a few things that are coming up in bluegrass music. May is a busy month. We could say May is bluegrass month. If you're around the Hamilton area or the general Waikato area listening to this program live or on a podcast, you might be interested in some of the following. The Morrinsville Country Music Club has its concert on the second Friday of each month. So on Friday the 12th of May, we've got a concert out at the Senior Citizens Hall starting at 7:30. Going to be a great lineup. People are preparing their songs. I get to play some pedal steel and some banjo and whatever works for the songs. So that's always good fun. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band are doing one of their rare appearances in Hamilton, and at the Cook on Wednesday the 24th of May. Costs $15 to get in. It's a regular concert. Finishes at 9:30, so it's not one of these stay late and stagger home and go to work the next day type concerts. It's on at a respectable hour. It's the third in their autumn series. Started out with the Trenwoods playing in March, and then this month we had Kevin Greaves playing, very, very entertaining, and then Hamilton County Bluegrass Band on Wednesday the 24th of May. So get along there, you can get great meals at the Cook, and you can hear some great bluegrass music as well. On Saturday the 27th of May, there's a concert out in Te Awamutu for supporting the Stroke Foundation, which is something everyone thinks about when they get to my age. And that starts at 7:30. It's at the Te Awamutu Bible Chapel. And the Trendless will be playing there, myself and my two boys. We've just finished recording for an album, and we'll be doing some of those songs, I think. Sort of like contemporary contemporary, folky, country, whatever. It's music with banjo in it. And then on Back Porch Bluegrass, the fourth Sunday of the month, Sunday the 28th of May at the Silverdale Normal School Common Room, 2:30 in the afternoon. Bring along your banjo, your guitar and your mandolin and your harp and your bass and your resonator and your fiddle and your ukulele even. And bring along some bluegrass songs, look through your catalogues, go online, go to YouTube, find all sorts of things, bring them along. We're doing a special feature on the song Shady Grove this month, and you better stay listening because we're going to be playing it pretty soon. So there's lots on for you to listen to. If you're getting it in the podcast and you live way overseas, I'm sorry, it's probably going to be too difficult for you to get to it, but that's just the way it goes, isn't it? Let's listen to John Rushman and the Jaybirds from the album The Road West. This is As Time Draws Near. It's a sort of an old-time song. It's also known as the song The Blackest Crow. Trisha Gagnon sings lead, and John Rushman sings baritone. He's a mandolin player, and Jim Nunley sings tenor. He's a guitar player on the thing. Greg Spatz plays fiddle, and Nick Hornbuckle plays old-time two-finger style banjo. Here it is, As Time Draws Near.
Thank you.
was near, my dearest dear, when you and I must part.
In trouble, I had to roam. I left my darling, I left my home. I heard the lonesome whistle blow. Just a kid acting smart, I went and broke my darling's heart. I guess I was too young to know. They took me off the Georgia main. They locked me to a ball and chain. I heard the lonesome whistle blow. Bear the shame. I'm a number, not a name. I heard the lonesome whistle blow. All I do is sit and cry and watch that evening train go by. I heard the lonesome whistle blow. I'll be locked here in this cell till my body. And my hair turns whiter than the snow. I'll never see that gal of mine. I'm in Georgia doing time. I heard the lonesome whistle blow. See that gal of mine. I'm in Georgia doing time. I heard the lonesome whistle blow. I heard the lonesome whistle blow.
That's the Lonesome Snakes, and that was Pat Enright singing lead and Jerry Douglas playing some great dobro there. And that was off one of my vinyl LPs, and boy, they did some good stuff, those Dreadful Snakes. We've had some quiet songs. This coming month on May is going to be Shady Grove Month. I just discovered a version of this song that I really love to play, and so I sent it all out to all the bluegrassers that regularly come to Back Porch Bluegrass, and there's going to be heaps of versions there. It's getting everyone excited. People are finding different versions and different instruments playing Shady Grove. Absolute classic old-time bluegrass tune, and can be done in about 40 different ways and 40 different key combinations, and chord combinations in it. We're going to hear from James Alan Shelton. I know of him as a guitarist with Ralph Stanley, fine lead guitarist, and he's put together a great album which is called Song for Greta, which features his guitar playing, and occasionally he's got a featured vocalist. And on the tune Shady Grove, he's got Tim Stafford from Blue Highway singing the lead. So we're going to hear his version of Shady Grove. Remember, they're all a little bit different, but see what comes out.
Cheeks as red as a plumed rose, eyes the deepest brown. You are the darling of my heart, stay till the sun goes down. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I say, Shady Grove, my little love, bound to go away. I can't have my own true love, I won't have none at all. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I say, Shady Grove, my little love, bound to go away, bound to go away, bound to go away.
that was the old square dance tune, old dance tune called Down Yonder, played by James Alan Shelton on guitar with some great help from guys like Steve Sparkman on banjo. Lovely sounding banjo he had, very clear. I hope you enjoyed Shady Grove. That was a gentler version and chord changes in slightly different places from some versions. Always good to hear. Let's listen again to the group that we started the program with, Darren Beachley and the Legends of the Potomac. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that. We're going to hear a couple of songs, Other Side of Lonely and You'll Forget. It's from the album Takeoff. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing some great music for you.
Today was the saddest day, this side of lonely. Tonight will be the longest night, this side of bad news. And I'll wake up all alone again tomorrow morning with the biggest broken heart this side of them blues. There's a worn out path where my shoes do their walking, mile after mile, back and forth across my floor. Lord, I'm living the loneliest life this side of losing, with more regrets than the side of misery's door. But somewhere there's another side of this river of tears I've cried. Yes, somewhere on the other side of lonely, though it seems miles out of reach today, someday I'll finally find my one and only, where forever's just a smile away. Side, hand in hand together, where the side of heartache never sees the light of day. I'll keep dreaming these sweet dreams, 'cause deep inside of me I still believe that somewhere on the other side of lonely, though it seems miles out of reach today, someday I'll finally find my one and only, where forever's just a smile away. Where forever's just a smile away.
It's Darren Beachley and Legends of the Potomac. Let's listen to Richard D. Henry. It's Gospel Time, and it's from his album I Had a Little Talk with Jesus, and this is a song he's written called Let Your Light Shine on Me.
hardly seen. When I have no one to turn to, feeling all alone,
let your light
shine on me.
When old Satan blinds my eyes where I can't see, let your light shine on me. The temptations of this world won't let me be. Let your light shine on me.
Set me free. Our Savior said on him we could always depend. Let his light shine on me.
When old Satan blinds my eyes where I can't see, let your light shine on me. The temptations of this world won't let me be. Let your light shine on me.
Shine on you.
When old Satan blinds my eyes where I can't see, let your light shine on me. The temptations of this world won't let me be. Let your light shine on me. Let your light
shine on me.
Oh, that's some great low singing there. And from the bass part, that was Richard D. Henry. Let's listen to Donna Ulysses now with Hand Me Down Home.
Fifty acres on a mountainside, walking anywhere's an uphill climb. But there's a flat place clear to grow some food, where Maddie's 100-year-old dahlias bloom. A million pine trees high as I can see, crawfish holes beside a muddy creek. A little cabin with a big front porch, where rockers line across a wormwood floor. It's more than land, it's heart and soul. My daddy's pride, the family goal. It ain't heaven, but it's awful close. This old hand-me-down home. The family graveyard holds a lot of bones. Years are carved on all the worn headstones, where generations bear the same last name. Among the irises that flood this place, they tell me stories of a lonesome past, where soldiers lay and miners rest at last. And little babies broke their mama's heart, proof that mountain life was always hard. It's more than land, it's heart and soul. My daddy's pride, the family goal. It ain't heaven, but it's awful close. This old hand-me-down. Passed on, ain't no left his hopes and dreams scrawled in my name. A faded deed gave me that rocky ground, a treasure I'll keep till I pass it down. It's more than land, it's heart and soul, my daddy's pride, the family goal. It ain't heaven, but it's awful close. And memories move around like ghosts, filling up the cracks and holes. It's like I'm never here alone.
Donna Ulysses with her Hand Me Down Home. Lovely song, wasn't it? Well, it's just about time to finish Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed some of the song selections I've made, and I've certainly enjoyed listening to the range of music that you find in bluegrass music. We'll take it out with George Clark Shiflett playing an old Bill Munro tune, Highway of Sorrow. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you again next week.
Home. I'm heading for destruction, I'm on the wrong track. Down the highway of sorrow, there's no turning back. Once I had a darling wife, kind, true, and sweet. Life was so bright and gay, and everything complete. Led my life astray, so I'll live in sorrow till my dying day. Down the highway of sorrow, I'm traveling alone. I've lost all my true friends, I've lost a happy home. I'm heading for destruction, I'm on the wrong track. Sorrow, there's no turning back. Tear-dimmed eyes to give my poor heart ease. But she was hurt.